First step in building the block starts today. This is the first step. The first step is right now. When you guys parked your car and you walked in this building, you walked in here knowing that it's going to be today's purpose is to get better, period. That's what it's all about when you walk in here. Outsiders will not dictate what or who we become. The men in this room will control that. We're building a mentally and physically tough group of men that will be ready to play anywhere, anytime. Nobody else can control that but the guys in this room.
I can't wait to get my hands on our guys. And I'm not talking about in a physical sense. I'm talking about just to be around them.
It's really important to keep training because that's where the real pros are made. That gives you a chance to get a leg up on your competition and the people that you have to face and play.
The OTAs are a chance for us to get back on the field. You know, during the offseason, we're preparing for the draft. We're wrapping up the previous season. So it's a chance for us to get back up in the lifts and film practice again, interact with the players and coaches more than we usually do. But it's also about following league regulations. You know, there's only so much time these guys can be on the field, so we want to make sure we're out there when the time is right and providing everything we can for the coaches and players. So when the players arrive, we have bins full of Surface tablets that the players are going to grab when they walk in the door. We'll give them their Surface tablet, the keyboard that's attached to it. We give them their power cord, and then we make them sign a Surface agreement. So that agreement basically says if anything happens to the device, lost, stolen, damaged, it's on them. But the big thing with the tablets these days is the ability to access the cloud. We store both the playbook and video on the cloud for the players. So gone are the days where the players need to be at the facility to watch film. Now with Wi-Fi, they can watch literally anything they want to on their tablets. They can also access the playbook. So if they wanted to review a play, they can do it both film and from the playbook. This is a big year, especially with the new defensive staff. The sooner they can get their hands on this information, the better. They can start to look at those install playbooks and really start to familiarize themselves with what they need to do. Time at this time of year is limited, so we want to make sure we're up and ready for whatever the coaches and players need.
Before the guys are getting in back into town for OTAs, we go through and we check all the lockers out. We make sure they have sandals, training shoes. We make sure their cleats are ready. We check their towels out, make sure none of the towels are old and beat up and they need to be replaced. And then we'll also go through their gear and make sure none of the gear is old. And if it is, we replace it. When a new player comes in from a different team, or if we sign them as a rookie or an undrafted free agent, we have a list that we go through that every player gets. Now, some of our veterans have more gear than some of the rookies because they've earned it, and they come in, they're respectful towards us and towards our bosses. One thing we always see with players that have been on different teams, they'll come in and they're extremely surprised by the way we do things here, because we're all about the way our locker looks. Everything's in a certain place, and we come out in the equipment room. We take extra detail into making sure things are hung correctly. We don't just hang it back in their locker on loops. So a lot of players come in and they're like, first off, you give more gear than most teams anywhere we've ever been. And secondly, you guys do this first class. And that's what we strive to do. When players start arriving, as our boss Brad will say, we're here to make sure players play and coaches coach. So they should have no worries. So if they need anything, our job is to take care of it, make sure they have to worry about nothing but what they have to do on the field.
His energy is crazy. He definitely brings a different attitude. You know, he's very, very just vocal in your face, you know, and I feel like we definitely need that. We need somebody that's going to keep everybody accountable.
His mindset is what Cleveland needs in order for us to change and turn around the program.
He's a good coach. I mean, you can see, you know, how he carries himself. So, like I said, I'm just ready to get started with him.
I'm all about performance. I'm all about putting it on tape, showing it on the field. Like you said, it doesn't really matter how much money you make, and as long as you're out there making plays, then he'll be falling in love with you.
And he's an intense coach, and you can tell that he wants to change the culture around here. I think he's a perfect fit.
And everyone came in on Monday or yesterday and had that mindset of just, you know, everyone's happy to see each other and ready to go. And from the first team meeting yesterday with Coach Jackson about, you know, turn the page and moving on. And everyone had that mindset. You can see in the first day of workouts, you know, in the weight room was about as intense as it's been since I've been here. It was awesome. And obviously, this is my first, you know, real offseason with the team. But, you know, the guys are in there, the leadership, everyone getting, you know, after it and working with each other and pushing each other was really cool to see, you know, and really cool to be a part of.
We're working extremely hard. I think we got a lot of great work and like extra work too, you know. I feel more comfortable. I'm not going into a situation blind, not knowing what to expect. You know, now I know what to expect. I know how practices are run. I know how they do stuff in a weight room. I know everyone. I'm more comfortable.
We had a good group of guys coming in to work, and as an O-line, like, the more you can be together, the more you can work together is great. And, you know, I feel like I put on some good mass and feel really strong right now and ready to go.
You can't be, you know, looking over your shoulder or thinking different thoughts. You know, you just got to focus on the moment and, you know, give everything you have to these guys in the locker room and the coaching staff and just continue to compete.
I do have a sense that I want to prove them right. Hey, they made a great decision, this guy. This guy's coming back better than he was. He's really going to help this team. It was a frustrating season overall. I mean, anytime you win one game as a team, you're not going to be happy. But then to think that you could help them maybe win two or three games, you know, just a game more. And as an O-line, we thought we were, you know, getting the running game going. We thought we were kind of developing, you know, as a group. You know, I was playing next to Joe and Cam. We were really, you know, developing. And then to be told, man, you're done for the season, I thought it was going to be maybe a couple weeks or something. And they're like, no, it's more serious than that. It's heartbreaking. And I feel like, you know, going up to surgery, you're kind of down on yourself. But right when that was over, you know, I kind of turned on a switch, like, well, what can I do to get better for next season? You know, what am I going to be able to do right now? And that was kind of my mindset throughout the rest of the season and the start of this offseason. I mean, my number one goal is to just get back on the field and be healthy. Like, you know, it's hard when you miss a whole season. Like, you're like, all right, that's all you worry about. You know, that's what I go to bed sleeping. Like, I'm going to play this year. I'm going to be healthy and stuff. But so we had surgery probably a week after the injury. And then you're kind of, not on bed rest, but you can't really do much for a while. It's one of those things you just got to let heal. Coach Jackson would always tell me, he's like, hey, you know, you're going to be back. It's going to be all right. You know, keep your head up. You know, just keep working. And that kind of helped me get over that hump of being a little down on yourself, not helping the team. Once we were able to, you know, start rehabbing it, the training staff here has done a great job, you know, working with my foot, and it's just a time-consuming thing. You know, you do something, you fix it, and then you got to get the strength back, you got to get the balance back, you got to get the little things back, but you don't want to push it too hard because, you know, it's been injured. So it's just a time-consuming thing. You know, you learn to walk again, you learn to squat again, you learn to run again, and it's just taking its time, but it's all coming back nicely, and I'm in a really good spot right now, and we're just trying to get better every day. I do have a sense on my, you know, that I want to prove them right. Like, hey, they made a great decision, this guy. This guy's coming back better than he was, you know, the previous years. And he's really going to help this team, you know, be one of the better offensive lines in the league. And I could see it, man. You're always one or two things away. We won one game, and no one wants to do that. But we're taking baby steps to be better every day. And I trust the coaching staff. I trust what Sashi's doing. And, you know, and I'm just excited to be part of this. And see other guys we're bringing in, and I think competition is huge. And you bring in a guy like, you know, Zeitler, who's been a starting guard in the NFL for five seasons, who's one of the better guards in the league, and Treader, who's going to come in and play that center role, and then you have a bunch of young guys back there, and a guy like Greco, who's coming off an injury too. But you bring so much competition into the room now. Like, there's competition not just for the starting five spots, but for the sixth, seventh, eighth spot on the O-line. But to have that much depth, it's going to help improve the line, and I think Zeitler is going to be a guy that's going to come in and work hard and bring his lunch bell and you know, wants to win games. You know, the pieces are there for the O-line to be productive, and I think that's what Coach Jackson wants. I think he wants a team that's going to be run first, take the shot when we need to, protect the quarterback. And from everybody's point, it wasn't just the O-line, but we didn't protect well enough last year as a whole unit, and, you know, we didn't run the ball well enough. But for a team that went 1-15, like the positive and the positive we took away from it being such a young team was unbelievable. And I think it was disappointing to go down. And I think if I can improve on that and stay healthy and help secure the line and just help the team win games. I mean, that's like all the individual accolades and stuff will come if you win. And that's just my main goal. It's like, let's win some more games. You know, let's do whatever we can to win games. And that's what I've been stressing. And I think that's what Coach Jackson has been stressing at Sashi. And it's just kind of worked its way down. Like, we just want to win, whatever it takes. You know, Cleveland's such a strong community in a sense where they still support us. You know, we haven't won games, enough games for them and stuff like that. And it's just such a family feel that, you know, they've given you so much. You want to give back to them any way you can. And for me, it's weird because I just feel like a regular guy. When I go to these schools and stuff, sometimes you're like, man, they're really excited to see me. And I'm like, I'm a left guard for the Cleveland Browns. Like, what's so exciting? So it kind of makes me think, like, man, if I can just go out there and give an hour, 2 hours of my time, and it makes them that happy or it gets a point across that they're going to help someone else, like, that's enough for me. Like, it's really not that much time for me to go out there and go for an hour or two and really help out. And we're just so happy to be here. And now all I'm focused on is just winning football games.
You know, before I was a player for the Browns, I was a fan, and I mean, yeah, that's like the top dream ever is to play for Cleveland. But you know, that first dream is let's get my foot in the NFL. Honestly, when I think of a Cleveland Brown player, I just think of a blue-collar worker. And this whole town is just blue-collar people. I mean, everybody puts on that work hat and just goes to work, kind of giving your 100% with anything, regardless of how simple it is. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. You know, before I was a player for the Browns, I was a fan, and I mean, that's like the top dream ever is to play for Cleveland, but, you know, that first dream is let's get my foot in the NFL.
I've known Jamie since high school. We met in high school and started dating. So that's 10 years ago. He was the football star in high school, and then he went on to Ashland to be another football star.
Ashland is in Amish country, so I mean, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's halfway in between Cleveland and Columbus, where no one usually stops unless you know where it's at.
I spent my Saturdays going to watch him. I loved it. I loved going and watching him and seeing him be fired up out there. So when I was sick, I was diagnosed with nasopharyngeal cancer, and Jamie was away at Ashland playing football, and I knew he was the one then because... He would go to football during the day to training camp, and he'd be at home at night taking care of me. I had to sleep on the couch that summer, so he was right there on the floor, sleeping next to me. After I made it through all that, my mom was like, I mean, everyone was just like, what a strong guy, like, for him to be still living his life at football, doing what he needed to do, and coming home to take care of someone that, you know, was close to him. But it really proved who he is off the field.
I mean, with Cleveland signing me for another year, I mean, it makes life so much easier in the aspect that I can be with my fiance at all times and go see my parents, my friends, my family. And I mean, it's not many other players have that luxury.
Off the field, Jamie is definitely a sweetheart. And when Jamie's on the field, he is totally 100% into his game. Even in college, I'd be like, Jamie, make sure you like turn around and give me a wave. And I know I'm not getting that from him. It's so exciting to see his excitement come out because it's something you don't see often just because he's so serious.
And I think everybody needs to have that two personalities. I mean, with like the fact that you're going to be hitting somebody for 60 minutes, and where else can you do that besides on a football field?
The 22, Lambeau's ready, snap back, ball down, kick blocked! They blocked the kick! Jamie Meter blocked the kick!
Give me 11 Jamie Meters any Sunday. Coach Taves gave us a call, told me what to do, break through that guard center gap and get my hand up. And then, like, after that, yeah, I was celebrating. I was so happy. Then about, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, God, I hope I blocked that because I don't feel it. Like, my hand didn't hurt. I was like, hopefully that was me. Coach Taves, he's, first of all, he's hilarious.
Come on, kids. One time for the old man. Count them up. Come on, let's go. One.
There it was!
He's so smart, like, puts the right people in the right position at the right time. And makes the right calls, obviously.
Play violently as we go! You with me? Let's kick ass, let's go! Here we go! Hit squad on three! One, two, three!
Hit squad!
I mean, this whole offseason, I was still at the facility working out with Evan and Adam and the whole crew there, and I mean, I felt like I definitely got stronger, and I mean, that's one of the most important things you do in the offseason. Everybody's back now. It's competition starts. Like, hey, I want to make sure I can lift more of you than you and run a little faster than you and go from there. Competition makes everything. I mean, in the weight room, it makes us better. It makes us better on the field. I mean, without it, what are we doing? Getting back into the building, meeting the new coach, and definitely, like, it's got everybody on edge because we're ready to build and become better and obviously turn the page from what happened last.
We don't want to build something that's going to be great one day and fall apart in a year or two. We want to build something that's sustainable. We want to adopt philosophies that are sustainable, and we are doing that. Mostly what happens, you know, I think at this point with all the reporters out there is just people are just throwing rumors all over the place. And literally the same day, you had a rumor about we wanted this guy and we wanted that guy. And it was, you know, it just, you have to step back and laugh at it a little bit. We don't comment on all the rumors. I mean, we're in the number one slot in the NFL draft. There's a ton of interest and popularity. That would be false, but I'm not going to comment on every rumor that's out there. It would take me, you know, a lot of time to do it, because every day there's a new rumor.
The media speculation, it really doesn't impact us. You really have to keep your blinders on, so to speak. You can understand where it's fun for us to strategize and do different scenarios. I mean, you know, why would it be any different for fans or people who follow the sport? But you know, ultimately, it's probably more noise than signal, and we do our best to tune it out.
We want to make the best possible decision. We want to get to winning as soon as reasonably possible. But we don't want to take shortcuts, because that's how you stay bad. And I think when you look back at the history of the organization, just the consistency and sticking to a plan has been a challenge. And, you know, my task more than anything else is to make sure that the strategy that we laid out yesterday is the strategy that we're going to stick to tomorrow. Doesn't mean that we don't try to learn and improve and get better. But at the same time, we feel really good about what we've done, where we're heading, why we've made the decisions we'll make, and Thursday will be no different, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
We don't really look at it as pressure. We look at it as opportunity. Obviously, we get our first choice of player. Should we exercise it at the top of the draft? But you know, really, we look at the draft in totality, like as a whole. You know, the draft doesn't end after pick one, but we are excited that you know, whatever decision we make at the top of the draft, it's something that can truly move our roster forward as we enter next year.
I think we have a good sense of the direction we'll be heading on draft night, no doubt. But at the same time, I think, you know, there's a lot of activity that happens between now and the start of the draft. And so what you don't want to do is not be prepared for that. And simply, that's the way we approach it. So, you know, for us, we feel really good about, you know, the play that we'll end up taking at one. And if something happens in between now and then, which is unlikely, we'll be prepared to analyze that and decide whether that presents a better opportunity. And it really is that simple.
This is a pivotal time in Cleveland Browns history, because we do have an opportunity to impact our organization, our team, in a way that maybe they haven't had in the past. And it comes down to making the right decisions, and I think we will. We've done a great job of all working together and understanding what we need to get this organization where we need to get it to, and I think we're all aligned the correct way to get that done.
for us is just what's the next decision. And we look at every opportunity as broadly as we can, but try to make the best decision for the organization. We don't want to build something that's going to be great one day and fall apart in a year or two. We want to build something that's sustainable. We want to adopt philosophies that are sustainable, and we are doing that.
Well, it's exciting to put new, fresh talent on a football team, you know, and talent that you think is going to help you get chase the ultimate goal, which is winning a championship. And you go through that experience every year, you know, and you want the player to truly understand that this is really something special. One, special that they have an opportunity to be drafted. Two, special that you're getting an opportunity to play for the Cleveland Browns, which is one of the greatest football places in all of pro sports. You know, our fans are second to none. The organization hasn't been on the field what we want it to be. And I get excited about young men who are going to come into our organization and help us get this turned. And that's the excitement you see from me, because I really truly believe we're going to impact our football team and this organization like never before.
I think more than anything else, what attracted me to come to Cleveland and you know, what motivates me day to day is reviving the Dog Pound and bringing the wins back to First Energy Stadium. And building a team that the city is proud of again and that represents the city well. You know, I think where we are, you know, is positioned to really improve this roster and in a dramatic and significant fashion. That's what we want to do. We cannot wait to get to winning. I think the fans should be excited. We certainly are in this building, so we're going to bring the Cleveland Browns and their fans some tremendous players here in the next couple days.